Blog Talk Radio.
Lockhart Radio.
Well, hello, hello, and welcome to the Lockhart Perspective. I am Felicia Lockhart, your host of the show, and I just want to welcome each and every one of you for joining us. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, please do so by giving us a call at 515-602-9746. Today, what's in the news? Well, the reason why we titled it What's in the News Today is because we're looking back a year ago, aren't we? And I just want to ask everybody if I'm the only person who remembers seeing a lot of stuff last year on the 6th after they got to, doing all the stuff that they do. I say doing all the stuff that they do because I was absolutely amazed to see all of the conversations that are taking place today. It's almost as if they don't want us to remember the things that we did see last year. And I'm just going to get right into it. Some of the things that we saw last year were independent video with a lot of people who I'm just going to lay it right out there. I personally watched some YouTube videos, and one gentleman had a video that was very lengthy. It was about maybe 45 minutes, could have been less. But the one thing I want to tell you is he painted a totally different picture of what they're painting right now in Washington. The story that was painted was one of truth because they had literal footage. They showed the police officers commingling together there with the rioters. Some of the video that I watched showed a lot of stuff that could have been construed as, well, I don't know, fake. And so I want to say I don't know exactly what happened because personally I was not there. Conversely, the stuff that they're showing me now is stuff that they expect me to believe, and, well, I wasn't there. So I would venture to say that what I believe happened is what I saw in this other guy's independent video. He had no reason to mix up any of this stuff. I mean, listen, I saw people standing together. I saw police officers standing right next to the body of right next to somebody who was a rioter. And then I saw police officers allowing people to help them get their way through. I'm not going to forget that. You can't unsee it. You can't unsee this. I know they want a lot of us to unsee it, but I can't unsee it. And I think that's the problem. I think that's the reason why they're attacking independent media and people from just being able to connect dots on their own. They would like for us to remember this as a 9/11 type of issue. However, even that had some CGI type stuff that I'm not too sure about. Okay? And I think they don't like that. I think a lot of times, in a couple of other platforms that I'm able to report on, I have to be very, very careful not to show what I think. I may post something. I may give some information sometime. And when I do that, I'm bringing the story. And only people who really, really know me or who followed me for quite some time can tell that if I'm bringing a story that sounds like it's a bunch of malarkey, it's because I know that it's a bunch of malarkey. But I just want to let you know exactly where they think we are in our head. We're not stupid. We see you. I constantly say, we see your big old bozo shoes behind that little bitty tree. If you think you're fooling us by hiding behind that tree, you're not. Now, listen, we've got a few things that were said. And listen here, I don't care whether you voted for Biden, whether you voted for Trump. That's not what I'm about. I just want to make sure we get that clear. I don't care who you voted for. Wrong is wrong. Lies are lies. Truth is truth. And right is right. Period. Whether you're black, white, purple, green, yellow, Martian, Venetian. No matter what you are here at the Lockhart Perspective, right is right. And that's the reason why I believe that everybody can get along on this planet. You guys hear me say that all the time. I believe all of us can get along because as long as we are standing on the side of right, we can look at everything the way that it's supposed to be looked at, and then we can disseminate that information in a very fair and just balanced way. Fair and just balanced approach. Now, listen. Let's get right over here. I'm going to mix some news up today. We're going to take some mainstream stuff. Then we're going to pull it. We're going to talk about it, right? We're going to pull some of this mainstream stuff on both sides of the alleged, both sides of the aisle, okay? And as we pull some of this stuff, we're all going to talk about it. Let's go ahead. The first thing I want to do is I want to pull some CNN politics. Okay, that's supposed to mean, you're a little scared about what I'm about to read. So the D.C. mayor first says that the first responders defended our, quote, great democracy 1 year ago today. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and Metropolitan Police Chief Colbert Conti marked the first anniversary of the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol by thanking the district first responders, who stepped up that day and highlighted the ongoing search for the culprit behind the pipe bombs planted in the city 1 year ago that were interceded. Oh, the BS about it all. But let's continue. Quote, it is not overstating it to say that our first responders protected lawmakers, defended our Capitol and the building itself, but also that it stands for our great democracy, Bowser said Thursday. So now Conti joined the mayor in thanking the first responders and also highlighted the law enforcement is still searching for the leads on a person who planted the pipe bombs. Y'all planted them. I said it. Y'all did it. Y'all planted them. See, I'm not going to follow the narrative you want me to follow. I'm just not. I'm not going to follow it. I know you want me to, and it's going to be okay. Because one day you'll see that I'm not that chick. It's all right if I don't follow what you guys want me to believe. But I'm going to continue to read the story. I'm going to continue. First of all, what I don't like is to constantly see the term democracy, 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 as if none of us who are old enough to remember taking government and school, that we don't know. But you got a lot of the folks say, oh, it's a democracy. First of all, let's even look at the whole democracy piece. You know, they really want you to believe that when you vote, you do have a say. And that is not true. That is the reason why they've given you a republic. But it's a democratic republic. It's all of this stuff that makes you think that you can have a say. Yes, you can cast your vote. Yes, you can. Yes, a lot of people did, you know, argue and have the conversation about voting for all different people, different races, ethnicities, and all this other stuff. Yeah, they did saying all that. All that stuff was done. But the fact that you have a real true voice is a bunch of BS. Why? Because they're going to put the cat they want in there anyway. And then when you get them there and you see them, you do the genealogy, we all think that it's a novel idea that the majority of them are all related with the exception of maybe one. Maybe one. And I say maybe because you never know who was tipping. You never know. So they want you to believe that this is just coincidence. Okay, I got that out. Now, it goes on to say that, I'll repeat this part, Conti joined the mayor in thanking the first responders and also highlighted that law enforcement is still searching for the leads on a person who planted pipe bombs and has remained at large. I said it again, they did it. He shared that the 700 insurrection-related arrests made so far were done using tips and asked for the public to share anything that they may know about who attempted to do it. To plant the bomb, quote, tweet it, put it on your Facebook pages, share it far and wide, Conti said. We still need to hold the individual accountable if y'all did it. And the 700 people, if that is a true number that you guys have arrested, were people that you did not like in the first place. I submit that the group of folks that we're dealing with right now are very, very petty. They have a lot of estrogen in them, even the men, and that they have a spirit of, I'm going to get you, sucker. A lot of them got, I'm a get you sucker. They do. A lot of them. They got a lot of, I'm a get you sucker. So what happened in 2016, even though we know that that was sort of shady as well, they got upset and they vowed to get you sucker. And so the people that they got, if they got people, if they got 700 people, it's because it was people who was on their S list. Their S and ends with a T list. Y'all was on their list. And who else knows? I mean, I know I got on their list because they audited me. And then shadow banned me all over Facebook because my goofy behind was running behind Trump at the time. Hell, but your girl got off that train real quick when I started seeing some stuff, when he decided to TPP it and change it up, and it looked like the same thing, and all this other stuff started happening. I got off that train real quick, and I decided to put up my voting, my voting heels. No more was this girl going to be out there voting for anybody, because I started to peep y'all out when you said she's a nice lady. They're nice people. You said they're nice people. I said, you said what? She's a nice who? He's a nice what? They're nice what? So in any case, 700 people that they said that they got, I know that those people, if they got anybody, those people were people that they were angry at all along. And another thing, have you seen the pictures? I hope y'all brought your coffee, your beverages, or whatever it is that you get down with. I think it's a little early for libations, but I ain't judging. I'm sure it's 5 o'clock somewhere. But I'm about to sip my coffee. That's the reason why I decided to let you know that. But here's the deal. Have you noticed? All the people they say are from Alabama look like ZZ Top audition rejects. And I'm out here in Alabama. People don't look like that. Not that many. I mean, you know, there's a couple of folks here and there that may have, nice beards. But a couple of these cats that they have that they're showing don't look like anybody that I know. And a lot of them just so happen to have that flag that everybody was having a conniption about. Have you noticed that? A lot of them look like somebody else, and they just so happen to have the flag behind them that everybody was trying to get rid of. See, I don't have a problem with that flag. I'm from the South. I ain't got a problem with that flag. You know why I don't have a problem with that flag? Because that flag don't have nothing to do with me. Not nothing to do with me. I don't want them to get rid of no flags. I didn't want them to get rid of any of the statues. I know you guys are probably saying, she's tripping. No, I wanted you to keep all that right where it was, because if you don't and you get rid of your history of a nation, then you are not going to remember, and you will repeat it. Hence, the dodo birds that they got right now running around trying to act like they are so into politics. The 19, the 20, the 21-year-olds, they're believing the hype. Caller number 232-763. Hello, how are you today? How are you? What say you? Welcome to the Lockhart Perspective.
Hello, Felicia. How are you?
I am on one today, my friend. I am on one.
I'm hearing you. Sounds like a little bit pissed.
Yeah, because, you know, I feel like I watched some of these videos last year, and I watch at length. I like to see stuff as it's fresh. Any incident, I watch it as it's fresh, and then I write down all the things that I noticed in that particular frame or whatnot. And I remember immediately after this thing happened last year, one guy was very tactful in putting up a video that had all these different accounts in them, and they were showing people being escorted into the Capitol. They were showing the police pull back the barriers and let folks walk right on in, and there were people that were standing next to police officers, so you had police officers standing right next to rioters with no problem at all. And I'm sitting here watching this. My husband and I are sitting here gazing for the whole 45 minutes of the show, and we're even watching the gun stick out and shoot the lady. Listen, you can't unsee stuff. What I don't want them to do is use my tax dollars to run this bill up for whatever their real agenda is. And I'm telling you, I'm pissed. Yeah, I'm pissed because I'm not stupid and I can't unsee what I saw.
Well, you know one thing, though. One thing from the January 6th that I learned, and I'm going to have to actually do something that I, my friends, we're not supposed to do. But they said that they wanted tips on planted the bomb. So, all right. Being a good American, I'm going to say it. It was Nancy Pelosi, God damn it. Jesus, now do something about it.
They better go get the Crypt Keeper. Everybody, we got it. We got it. It's the Crypt Keeper. She did it.
I hate to do it. I hate to
you
do
gotta
it,
do it, man.
Know.
Man, I'm with you. I'm with
I
you.
Know.
I'm with you. You got. I got you. I got you. I'm here
I
to support
to
you in
it.
Any way.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay.
It's your civic duty, man. Pull yourself together.
I'm trying to, but it's against my religion. It's against what my friends say I shouldn't do. You know, you can't do it, so you know. But I have to. But they want me to. An American. All right, Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi. It's her.
She's who did it.
Go get her.
Go get her. Go get her. She's standing right next to her $30,000 refrigerator eating a $12 popsicle. Go get the woman. She's not wearing a mask, so you won't be able to miss her. We got somebody else that wants to peer in here with us. Caller from 804-855. Do you want to join into this wonderful banter that we're having right now? Do you think that we should go on ahead and turn her in? We've got one caller that says he knows who did it, and we want to have we want to be right. We want to be fair. I want to say welcome to the Lockhart Perspective. What do you think, 804?
Hey, how you doing, Felicia?
How are you today? This can be no one but Bernard. Hello, Bernard.
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Look, of course, you know this thing all the size. This is the funniest class ever. They are eating this thing up today, man. Oh, my God. They need to make this thing a holiday, man. I'm loving January. These people are funny,
they're all going to make it a holiday.
Yeah, we might get another day off out of these cats.
Yeah. Come on, man. They had Biden come on at 9 o'clock, the earliest I've ever seen Joe Biden come on. This was an armed insurrection, and it was an attack on our democracy. And then he said that if you protested me, you need to be protesting Democrats and, the governors and Senate. Yeah, Republicans who won these ballot seats. But I said, wait a minute. Yeah, everybody knows that really, if you look at the election, the Republicans won the seats in the last two in Georgia, which Warnock and Ossoff were questionable. Right?
Oh, come on now. Wait a minute. Put a pencil there and remind me to come back to that, 323. Remind me to come back to Ossoff. Okay, go ahead, 804.
To where?
To Ossoff.
He threw in the Ossoff kitchen towel. Biden actually kind of told you that what they did when he said that, he said, stop believing the big lie. But when you mentioned that you're not protesting Republicans that won Senate seats and stuff like that, actually, if they carried that much Senate seats and stuff like that, and you see how all these elections, that would tell you what happened in general elections. Actually, even though he was actually trying to make it sound like a big lie, he was actually throwing the cards on the deck and letting you know. So when I listened to him talk, I said, this got to be the clownish show for them to come out at 9 o'clock in the morning and to try to relive. They will not let January 6th go. This is like, oh, my goodness. I said, this is everything I dreamed of. They're going to hype this thing up and hype it up and hype it up.
That's all they know how to do is hype it up. And, see, let me tell you something. There's a lot of people out there, unfortunately, that don't know the truth about anything because all they do is consult specific news articles. And I want to tell you that they're proving every single day why they attack places like YouTube, real YouTubers who really do their research. You know, it only proves why, because like I said, I'm not sure you probably saw the video last year. There was a few of them, but they really were well made in that they had raw footage. They were like, wait a minute, what about this and what about that? And how come we can see this and how come we can see that? I understand there was a guy who felt like he was really guilty. He said, I felt really bad about this. I had no idea that I was going to be a part of this, he says. And apparently he got a little, felt a little guilty and turned some information over to regular independent folks. But people saw that, and you cannot unsee it. I refuse. Now, you can give anybody a day off if you want to in the next couple of years for people to mourn. Go ahead on and do it. All I'll go do is get my toenails done or get my fingernails did or get my hair coiffed on those days you give us. Thank you very much. The same way that I feel about Martin Luther King Day. I'm not going to worship Martin Luther King, but I'll go do some stuff on that day. Thank you very much. And so this is going to become a big, gigantic mess. I see this as becoming a mess. Now, I take the pencil out of the Ossoff situation because I lived in Georgia during the time that they were trying to push Howdy Doody into Georgia's politics then. He was a nobody who had no brains of his own. He had no conversation of his own. He was put there by the California bigwigs, which means you know whose pockets was paying and lining him to be there, just lining this cat. And as soon as I moved out is when they, did their vote and all that other stuff, and he's in there. And I just shake my head right now. And then they've got him also there with Reverend Warlock? I forgot this cat's name, but it's a reverend out there. I think it's Warlock. No, it's Warlock. But the point that I'm making is they always want to give black folk a pastor because they know that black folk, for the most part, not all, but some, are going to believe anything that comes across a pulpit, because inherently we have. Now, for those who haven't, okay, cool. You are the exception to this rule. But the reason why they keep using the same exact tactics and the same exact type of folks that they want to bring forward is because it's worked before in the past. The problem they have right now, hold on, baby. The problem they have right now, and let me know what you think about this, Bernard, is that we're not stupid and we see them. So they can keep their pastors, they can keep Howdy Doody, they can keep the Opie Taylor lookalikes, they can keep all of that. This is something that will be handled by the people. We're not necessarily going to vote any of this out, but for those of us who know really what's going on, we're just not going to buy the hype. So it doesn't matter what they peddle our direction, we're not going to buy the hype. Now go ahead, Bernard, what were you sharing?
Well, I got a question for you. What are you getting me most pastors in a pimp?
Nothing.
A pimp. A pimp across the road, and a pastor lies and peddles stuff to his congregation. But you know what? I'm gonna be dead on with you about these pastors. Unfortunately, I'm gonna be dead on with you. Most of them are raised in this communist, Marxist type of thinking, and they're just simple dodo birds and dumb dumb themselves. They don't even know what the hell they're doing. They're just completely stupid anyway. So, you know, it is what it is. Like I said, if you want to preach the Bible, that's fine. But daggone, if you want to be a dodo bird too, that's fine. Because the stuff they're saying, I'm like, wait a minute, man. Common sense would tell your congregation, because your congregation is a bunch of stupid people for the most part anyway, half the time. When they sit there and say, I wonder why Joe Biden is at my church. Why are you at my church today? Why are you at my church, Bloomberg? You ain't putting nothing in the collective plate. Oh, matter of fact, what is a small head doing at church with me anyway? Small heads believe in the Torah, which says that Jesus is boiling in hot excrement. So,
well, no, that's not the Torah. That's not the Torah. Let me correct you. That is the Talmud. That is the Talmud, because I read the Torah. I believe in the Torah. I believe in the Old Testament. But I will tell you this. We do know that there is a passage that I think you're referring to where it says that I know you false Jews. Who say that you are Jews and are not, but you are of the synagogue of Satan. He is not talking about Torah believers, but I don't even want to go with the Torah right now. I don't even want to deal with the Old Testament right now. What I want to deal with is the common – no, you good – is the common sense people that are out there right now that know the difference between the lies and no lies. See, you don't have to have – listen, there's something that each person comes innately with, and that is a little toolkit that has discernment in it. Some people have a little toolkit that has discernment. And here's the deal. You don't necessarily have to be a Christian or a Buddhist or a Taoist. You don't have to be any of those in order for that gift to click in and work for you. It'll click right on and work. You can smell BS a mile away. There's a lot of good folks out there who are not necessarily packing in the pews that know when you're trying to sell them a line of BS. And so that's what I want to say. I want to say that there's going to be an issue where people, whether they be, you know, religious, non-religious, whether they are Gnostic, whether they are agnostic, whether they are atheist, whether they are Christian, a group of people eventually are all going to be able to say, hey, you know what? We're going to have to put all this other stuff to the side and put our brains together because we can see something is not right. What they're trying to push is this false thing that lets everybody believe that there is this, you know, this group against this group when it's not. It's them against the people. That's the reason why you see it says we the people, meaning y'all need to be in check. Eventually, there's going to be a point where there's going to have to be that keeping people accountable. This has gone insane, honestly. This right here, I just shake my head. This morning, I just shook my head. I just looked at the news this morning, and I said, you know what? I was trying to enjoy my cup of coffee, but I see that's not going to work. Because you guys are going to keep pushing this clown college stuff. Now, to your point about the difference between a pastor and a pimp, remember, my birth father is a pastor. All my family are pastors. My brother and I are licensed. We have all gone through that path in my family, every one of us, ordination in the whole nine yards. Now, why aren't I a part of that anymore? Because I could see that it was a big racket and there was a lot of stuff going on that was not right. Therefore, I left and had nothing more to do with it and began to study on my own. And it was only after I began to study world history and literature as well as the Bible and other books that I was able to see that there's a lot of lies being peddled across this here pulpit. And the lies are to subdue the masses. And so when you do the research and you figure out where it all comes from, then you know exactly what box to put it in.
Well, you're a wise woman. Let me say something. You're a wise woman. You're a smart woman. I consider you to be an elder, not an older, because olders are just people that don't know anything. They're kind of like stuck in their own little rut and all that. I consider you to be an elder.
Okay.
Come on. Let me say something. Look here. Pastor taken from your collection plate. Oh, y'all having chicken dinners and stuff. You know what? I was looking at this thing, and I told a guy, to be honest with you, you know, me and him having a little talk. We were talking about this thing, and I said, look, I don't mind if you do, but I said, daggone, you know, when I look at it and I see why a lot of men, especially black men today, are not in church like they used to, they don't see no strength in that path. They see a pimp, a hustler, and daggone, a hustler can realize a hustler right on sight. All right? He might be able
to. Well,
game
recognizes game.
Yeah.
Game recognizes game.
He might be able to hustle some women, but you know what I've been seeing lately? A lot of young women are not in the church as much either. They might go for a specific day, but they're not in there as much either because people, you know, as time goes on, the veil comes off. So,
well,
you know,
that's the time that we're in. I want to ask you a question, though. Did you see the backlash that none other than Harris got comparing the Pearl Harbor, January 6th, alongside Pearl Harbor and 9/11 as dates that echo throughout history? Let me get into this right here. 1 year after the riot of January 6th, 2021, Vice President better known as Camel Toe Harris, stated that the date will live on in the country's memory, likening it to the dates of the Pearl Harbor attack and the 9/11 terror attacks. Oh boy. In an address delivered as part of the commemoration of the anniversary of the protest in which demonstrators entered the Capitol building, interrupted the counting of the electoral votes, Harris included the January 6th as one of the dark days in American history. She says, quote, certain days echo throughout history, including the dates that instantly remind all who have lived them where they were and what they were doing when our democracy came under assault. Dates that occupy not only a place on our calendar, but put a place in our collective memory are December 7th, 1941, September the 11th, 2001, and January the 6th, 2021, close quote. Harris, who was the vice president-elect and senator at the time, said Thursday that the rioters that day sought to attack the institutions, the values, and the ideals that generations of Americans have marched, picketed, and shed blood to establish, quote, and defend. On January 6th, we all saw what our nation would look like if the forces who seek to dismantle our democracy are successful. The lawlessness, the violence, the chaos, she continued. Harris then asserted that what happened at the Capitol that day continues to be a threat to American life, stating that, quote, what was at stake then is now. Right now, we have it at our future to decide. Oh, the way that the Constitution describes it. But we the people. Let me tell you something. You wanted the chicks that went and bonded some of them cats out, but you don't want us to remember that, right? You don't want us to remember that you were one of the people who went and bonded some of the people out. Did you know that? Did anybody remember that? She was known to have bonded some of those individuals out. I wonder why. Could it be because they would sing like quote-unquote mockingbirds if they were left behind bars? Could it be that perhaps they said, hey, wait a minute, this is not what I signed up for. The ad only said I'd be given $100 and 2 bologna sandwiches today. Did nobody say nothing about throwing me in no jail cell? Are we supposed to forget that? Are we supposed to forget that she bailed people out last year? I guess we are. Look, I got a good memory. One of my favorite elephants, animals are elephants. I love them for a reason, because they never forget, and I don't forget. I know this woman went out last year and bonded these people out, at least a few of them, okay? So it goes on to say that on January 6th, we all saw what our nation would look like if the forces who seek to dismantle our democracy are successful, the lawlessness, the violence, the chaos that you guys continue to propagate. You guys, you like that. You like that. You guys like that. Then you guys go and shovel in a wheelchair, it looks like. Every time he's got to get up in front of the camera, you guys go and push out this Weekend at Bernie's, what you guys call President Biden. You shovel him and put him right in front of a microphone and hope that he's going to say something that makes sense, or you cross your fingers and hope he won't blunder. Either way it goes, you guys push him in the front, and then he says something that makes absolutely no sense, and he makes absolutely no sense. And when he makes no sense, you want all of us to believe that we didn't see what we just saw. It's the same thing all the time. Now, President Biden, by the way, did have a lot to say. And some of the things that he had to say was with regards to the former seated president, who I am so glad did not make an idiot of himself, a continued idiot of himself, and talk about any of the stuff that he was supposed to. If you guys remember, he was slated to have a conversation today of sorts. Why? Why? Why was he going to do that? That is the dumbest thing on the planet. I cannot understand why they thought that it would even be appropriate for him to come out and have anything to say. What was the reason they gave Bernard for him not coming out to speak today? What was the reason why? Did somebody finally make sense of the fact that he should not say anything? I think Bernard is gone. 714-603, how are you today? And welcome to the Lockhart Perspective.
What's going on? How you doing?
Hey. Say it again.
Which one was it, Trump or Biden, that we didn't say anything?
No, remember, Trump was supposed to come out today and have a conference, as it were, with regards to January 6th from last year. And I wanted to understand what was the purpose of that. There was no purpose in him coming out at all. Does that make sense? I didn't think that he should have come out in the first place and said anything. It's already bad enough. Leave it alone.
Somebody probably told him, let your enemies hang themselves, or let them hang themselves. You know, let them do the talking, because they're looking foolish. If you come out, it look bad. So you let them do the talking, because they just hanging themselves. I tell you, this is the funniest clown show I've ever seen in my life, Felicia. I be laughing my tail off when these clowns come and speak. And to compare that to Pearl Harbor is the dumbest stuff I've ever seen in my damn life. That is ridiculous.
There you go. There you go. I couldn't believe she did it either. But she did it. I don't know who allows her to say the things that she says. Now, you know, there was a rift a while back between she and between her workers and Biden's workers, between she and Biden, so they say. They tried to build up some type of case with regards to him not caring for her too much, which we already know. He don't care for nobody but himself. He's a narcissist. So keeping that in mind, they tried to build up this big schism between the two, that they sort of wanted her to be quiet, that they only wanted her to be like the ballot stuffer, as it were, not necessarily have anything to do with anything, but just sort of be the go-to girl, just the, you know, just sit around and just do as we say type of chick. And that showed that there was some schisms there. I thought perhaps they were trying to build a case to let us know that they didn't want her, that they were going to try to get rid of her. I don't know how this thing is going to end. I can just tell you that it won't be pretty. That's all I do know, is that it will not be pretty. I want to switch reels just a little bit because, let me go on ahead and dig in to Mr. Biden. I got to dig in. Let me go on ahead and let me see. Should we do that? I'll come back and deal with Biden. I'll deal with him in my own time. Okay, so but what I do want to do is switch roles a little bit, and let's go on ahead and look at some of the underreporting of VAERS. I'm not sure if everybody knows it, but I'm sure you all have a great, got some inclination to the fact that somebody's lying about some numbers. And I think we all know that, yeah, the people that are lying about the numbers could be those that want us to trust them the most. But the ICYMI, okay, the CDC just published a paper that admits that theirs is underreported by at least 6.5 times. Okay? Now, this comes from Steve Kirsch. You can find Mr. Kirsch on the tweeters. Okay? You can find him on the tweeters. And on the tweeters, he is known as, I believe it's Steve underscore Kirsch. Let's get it so that you guys will have it. It's S-T-K-I-R-S-C-H, Stephen Kirsch. Okay, he founded the COVID-19 Early Treatment Fund, the CETF. He's an entrepreneur as well as a philanthropist and an environmentalist. But this comes from his report. And he goes on to say that it's hard to keep up with all the data coming out of the CDC, but I try my best. And sometimes, he says, you strike gold every now and then. Here is what he is referring to. This is the morbidity and morbidity and mortality weekly report. The date is as of December 31st, okay? The COVID, and it reads up under the heading, the COVID-19 vaccine safety in children ages 5 to 11 years under the United States, and it covers November 3rd through December 19th. It goes on to name all the PhDs and physicians who have contributed, okay? It says, here's one such paper that was brought to my attention by Dr. David Weissman, and it was written by authors from the CDC and the FDA. So, he says, you can trust it. It goes on to read, COVID-19 vaccine safety in children ages 5 to 11, the United States, November 3rd through December 19th, 2021. Now, look carefully, he says, at the second paragraph in the review for vaccine safety data, close quote section. Approximately 5.1% of the parents reported that their child was unable to perform normal daily activities on the day after receipt of the dose one, on after the receipt of dose one, and 7.4% after the receipt of dosage two. Approximately 1% of the parents reported seeking medical care in a week after the vaccination. Most medical care was received via a clinic appointment. And then you have 441, 0.6%, 14, 0.2% children reported receiving care at a hospital. The information regarding the reason for hospitalization was available, okay, however, for five of the kids, and it included appendicitis, two children for vomiting and dehydration, one for respiratory infection, and one for a retropharyngeal cellulitis. I may have mispronounced the retropharyngeal word. If I did, please count it to my head, not my heart. Okay, parents and guardians of all hospitalized children were contacted. Two parents completed a VAERS report, and one revealed that the hospitalization was reported in error. In short, 13 child hospitalizations since one of the 14 was a mistake. Okay, one. There's just one. All right, yet only two were reported to VAERS. Now, he goes on to say that what is stunning is that even after the parents were expressly asked by the HHS to report to VAERS, only two complied with the advice. Of course, these are relatively small numbers, but it is evidence that even in the best-case scenario, VAERS is likely to be underreported by at least 6.5. So we know they know. They just don't want to admit it, ever. Not even in the same exact paper, they just say at the end of the VAERS that VAERS is underreported and the V is safe, okay? All right? And that V-safe is voluntarily. So V-safe is just voluntary. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to put your family's name in there. So they don't quantify it for you. If someone questions them on this, then they'll just say, those were small numbers and not statistically significant, close quote. Now, the myocarditis rates are the ones that will probably concern most of us, as most of us may have at least teenage sons or grandsons or something like that. But the paper tries to make you believe that the rate of myocarditis for the age range were 11 cases in 8 billion doses. Now, contrast that, it says, with a 1 in 70 rate of myocarditis actually experienced at Monta Vista Christian School, a private school near where he lives, he states. Teenage boys in this case, they want you to believe that the rate is 1 in 363,000 fully vaccinated kids. What we see in real life is at high schools, 1 in 70 teenage boys actually have the myocarditis as a, you know, significant diagnosis. See the difference, it says? The CDC is reporting the rate of that is 5,000 times lower than what we're actually observing in the real world. And see, that's what I think needs to happen. I think more people need to start to get it out there as best they can. Do the talking drum. You don't necessarily need the computer. Do the talking drum. Tell people. Call people. Have them tell 10 people, and it'll just get out there. Make sure you tell the story concise so that way it's not all, you know, doesn't come back to you with lipstick and earrings on it. But you definitely want to make sure that you tell the story. Letter A, B, C. Cut it short and keep it going. So now it says, do you see the difference that they are reporting? The CDC is reporting a rate that is 5 times lower than what we're actually observing in the real world. How is that possible? The CDC does not want to talk to me about it, he says. As for the rate, the death rates, I've written about this particular in this particular paper. I've written about this particular paper. All right, so here's the paper right here. Oh, boy, I wonder if I click it, what's going to happen? I'll probably get a treasure trove of information. But anyway, it goes, see, new ages 5 to 11 year old CDC study, proof that the bozos at the CDC, I guess they're saying they don't know what they're doing. But I'm going to leave that right there. I think we've read enough to really get to the nuts and bolts of where I wanted to go, and that is, hey, do you think these numbers are wrong, or is it just me? Is there something wrong with the numbers, or is it just me? Anybody? We got 714-603 on the line. Hello, and welcome to the Lockhart Perspective. How are you?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Can we mute you? Can we mute you until the background noise is decided?
Yeah, I'm driving here. Yeah, no problem.
Okay, we'll come right back to you. We have a caller that's calling from 216-780. Hello and welcome to the Lockhart Perspective. What say you?
Well, good afternoon, my beloved sister. How are you?
Hello, Victor. How are you today?
Blessed and highly favored.
Yes, you are. Very
always,
good to hear your voice.
Yes, it's always good to hear your voice and all of the wisdom that you're dropping. Now, and I don't know if you remember, but when you and Bernard were on my show, we were talking about, I was talking about Dr. Peter McCullough, and, you know, he's a cardiologist, and one of the things that he was saying about this myocarditis was that there was an explosion this year of children that were suffering from this as a result of this poisonous serum that they want these children to start taking now. And one of the things he was saying was that the numbers were in the single digits of children that end up with this myocarditis. And he said when they started seeing numbers going above 600, it was very, very alarming. So, yes, those numbers, they are lying. They're lying big time about these numbers. They know it's these cases are a lot worse than what they're telling us, and it's only because they have an agenda, and they have to make sure that they get everybody out to take this poisonous serum. But now, my thing is this: I'm waiting for all the lawsuits to start flying because of all the damage that these people have done over the past year. Well, almost 2 years now. And I think there's an attorney actually from here in Ohio, I think his name is Thomas Rentz, who has filed major lawsuits against the government for what they've done. Because there's a lot of damage, you know, irreparable harm has been done to a lot of people in this country, even to the point of people losing their lives unnecessarily. And
It's really sad, Felicia. It's sad.
It is. It really, really is. It's unbelievably sad. And I think that, you know, I made a comment because somebody had mentioned, they were mentioning birds of prey. And I keep talking about this until people can tell me that they've seen the same thing or that they perceive the same thing. They were talking about birds of prey in all these different states that were sort of odd. They were seeing vultures in a certain area. They were seeing all these different birds of prey all around the United States. Some were saying, why?
Oh, wow.
Why are there so many vultures? And why are we seeing all these different, you know, birds that shouldn't be out here right now? Maybe they're getting confused or they're getting redirected. No, they ain't getting confused. If you've noticed some people who've had this thing, they begin to change. Their skin becomes a very unique, almost dead flesh type of tone or look. Some of them, not all, but they take on different characteristics. And I think that something's up. I think that there's some parts of their body that's not making it. And because it's not making it, you're noticing that in their skin tone. I say that people are literally walking dead. They are literally the walking dead. And that's exactly what they appear to be to me. And so the unfortunate part is that a lot of these folks are not knowing exactly what's going on inside of their body. I think anytime you have your immune system banged up like this and it loses some of its potency the first week, and then it loses a little bit more of its potency the next week, and then it continues and continues until you do not have any immunity at all to anything, you are literally walking dead. You're like a target. And so maybe the reason why a lot of these birds are hanging around is because they may know something that we don't know. Listen, we're going to come back from a really quick commercial break here. And this is going to be brought to you by Elevation Time. Elevation Time. Elevation Time.
Lockhart Radio.
Elevation Time Foundation for Abundant Life, LLC, is the one and only boutique that helps you with holistic wellness. It's an organization that's homed out of Atlanta, Georgia, and they are committed to sharing the insights to health and wellness as well as wholeness. They're dedicated to imparting wisdom, assisting seekers searching for natural path to an elevated quality of life, ultimately helping to create sustainability and a healthier planet. Dr. B is one of the people who is the founder of this wonderful company, Elevation Time. He has the Tranquility Herbal Tonic as well as the Liver Powder and New Life Herbal Tonic that helps the body to rid itself of the things that you don't want. Won't you consider giving them a call or perhaps go to their website? That's ElevationTime.com, ElevationTime.com, to help you be your best. Again, ElevationTime.com will help you look and be your best in 2022.
Lockhart Radio.
Well, welcome back. We do have some folks on the line. I'm going to open up caller 804-855 and 714-603. Are you doing better now with your background noise? I hope so. I know how it is when you guys are working and you have to call in. I do get it. I understand. But you guys are all three now open back up, both two, all three, 216, 714, and 804. What do you guys have to say? Jump on in.
Well, can we talk about any of the topics.
I'm wonderful. Talk about any of the topics that we've laid down. Or if you'd like something else, what's in the news today is what the topic is. You can put it out there. What would you like to add?
Yeah, I just it's crazy, man. The thing with these kids, I mean, honestly, what adult with any kind of common sense would actually give these kids these shots, man?
Well, there are parents that are doing it, and that's the sad part, right? There are parents that are literally doing it.
I got a family member that wants, you know, he's going to go and visit another family member. My nephew's going to go visit another family member. And another family member talking about he needs to get the shot and all this bullshit. And my nephew's talking about he might
watch
get it. That type of stuff makes me mad, man. Well, my bad. I'm passionate, right?
I know.
But,
Yeah, I don't like, I mean, I don't know, man. To be honest with you, man, I just, not everybody is an adult, man. Not everybody is a, you know, not everybody's grown. You know what I mean? A lot of people are just little kids in their mind. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, I mean, the media, so we, this is like, I'm going to say this again. We talk about white supremacy, man. We talk about racism. But yeah, you know, we listen to these so-called racist white people, though. We listen to what everything they have to say, everything they tell us to do, we do. So is it a racism, a white supremacy, or is it not? I don't understand. You see what I'm saying?
I don't think
how do you listen to,
yeah, but let me
how do you listen to the oppressor? You know what I mean? If it's so-called oppressor, how do you listen to the oppressor?
I think that everybody's in that case now. Don't you think so, Frank? I think everybody across the board is all in the same.
Well, I'm talking about our people. I'm just talking about our people.
Oh,
I'm talking about our people.
You're talking about black
people. We're at the bottom, though. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, and we're not sticking together on top of all this. So we're really hit, really, it's a little different dynamic, but you're right, though. This is targeting everybody, man. This is hitting everybody. And I mean, to be honest with you, man, I don't know, man. It's just, I mean, for you to, for them to inject the kids, that lets you know right there that there's an agenda, man. I mean, kids' immunity system is A1. You see what I'm saying? Their immune system is good, you know. They beat diseases and they beat, you know, quicker than adults do, man. So that lets you know right there, you know, that it's a bunch of BS, and then they talk about trust the science, and it's like, what science, though? You see them? So the science that Fauci and those people, these false doctors are giving out, you know, these people are actors, man. This is a world stage. These people are actors. These people are, you know, they're nothing but, you know what I'm saying, just pawns, man. And, you know, they put these people out there. I mean, no matter what kind of dirt, like Fauci and stuff like that, because they actually have a book called The Real Anthony Fauci I'm going to have to check out. But, and no matter what kind of dirt or what kind of, you know, skeletons these people got in their closets or, you know, AZT or whatever in their past, it doesn't matter, man. We're still going to listen to these people, man. You know, people are waking up, though, man. And people are getting it, man, you know, which is good. But, I mean, slowly but surely, you see what I'm saying? But, I mean, it's a game, man. If you want to, you know, you're trying to inject kids. My thing is they just want a certain number, man. And they're lying about these numbers, but they want, you know, they want a certain amount of people to, damn near everybody to be hit with the jab and stuff like that for control reasons, man. For control reasons, you see what I'm saying? We all know that the jab has chemicals and all this, you know, all this stuff in it already. So, I mean, if you gotta look at it like this, why would these people be acting like this? The government be acting like this to something that's good for you, right? If it was something really good for you, something that you really needed, some kind of nutrients that your body really needed, why would they be forcing you to take it? You would shit, hell, people would be rushing to take it, right? You see what I'm saying? You'd be rushing to take something that you know is good for you, and there actually has science to backing it up, not no fake. Some people just quoting that term, trust the science. You see what I'm saying? Just like each one teeth, when people say stuff like that, but that's just a term that people say. People don't really do it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just think it's definitely an agenda, though, man. And honestly, I got to look at you weird, man. I have to look at you weird if you want your kids vaccinated and you're trying to push that on your, you know, grandsons and grandnieces and stuff like that. I got to look at you weird. I have to look at you like a weirdo.
Let me ask you, the people that you're referencing, like your nephew or whomever they were trying to take him, is that parent vaxxed as well?
No.
You were mentioning
that
the nephew was going and they had to get him.
None of his parents are, none of his parents are vaxxed. And
but
they're
they
not
want
even
the
feeling
child
it. His
to
parents.
Get.
Right. No. That's my dad wants him to get it and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm struggling with my damn dad about this ridiculousness. I don't talk about politics no more because it's gonna be a big argument. You see what I'm saying? Because I don't play that, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm a fire sign, man. I don't play. You know what I'm saying? When it comes down to certain stuff, you know, I'm a nice hey, nice guy and everything. But don't take my kindness for weakness. And, you see what I'm saying? Don't take my kindness for weakness. That's how I am. But, you know, I mean, and it feels real bad because, you know, me and my pops can't get along when it comes down to certain things like that, that issue in politics and stuff like that. Not to see me, you know, we're in the same accord when it comes down to politics, but when it comes down to something like this, that's not cool. You know, you be basically forcing something on him. You coercing your grandson. You see what I'm saying? It's funny how this coercion is going down the line. The government do it.
Yeah.
Then, you see what I'm saying? Then they coerce you. Then the parents coerce. You see what I'm saying? Then the kids at school coerce each other. And you know, you, if you don't get the vaccine, you're not cool. for the kids at school. You know, you get judged by the kids at school. It's a bunch of BS.
Well,
yeah,
let's pan over to caller 509-509-780. Your line is open. Welcome to the Lockhart Perspective. What would you like to add to the conversation today?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Oh, cool. Well, this is my first time here. This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I've been on your show a couple of times, but not here. I wanted to talk about the virology issue. That's something that I found just in the past year about virology, and it's actually, well, in my mind, because of what I've read and studied and looked at, that it is just a theory that really when a person gets sick, it's because what's going on in their body is not receiving the right kind of nutrients, because God provided our foods, and he, you know, in the beginning, he provided all the nutrients in the world for us to take care of our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And because we lack those nutrients in our foods and the earth, and then there's other things too, just different frequencies that have actually been around for a very long time that can change. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with Royal Rife. He invented a machine called the Rife machine, and his name was Royal R. Rife, and he also could see. I'm still really new at this.
No, take your time. It's okay, girl. We know we got on our fedoras, so we doing good. we got on our hats, so we good. It's okay. Take your time.
He was able to see ourselves and what would happen when frequencies or when our cells were being attacked. He could see under this special microscope. And if I'm not mistaken, I think he invented that microscope. Well, when he tried to take this all to people that he thought, and I'm not sure who it was because it's been a while since I read it, but when he tried to take this to the right people, they kind of poo-pooed him, and then he ended up gone. And you know how sometimes that'll happen.
They took him out, but not to lunch.
You watch Monty, too.
I love Monty.
I do, too. He's so awesome. He's such a good man.
Isn't he a good man? He's good people.
He is. And anyway, there's actually information out there. In fact, it was really weird. God just works in mysterious ways, and it's so refreshing. Every moment is so refreshing because of it. Now today, I actually found another individual who has reported on this information about viruses, and he explains it so well, so much better than I could ever explain. Just a second, my cat. Oh, she's such a stinker. Anyway, he's on Rumble. And wow, a person that is very, very ill, has, they have taken the mucus from their nose, from their throat, and injected it into someone who was just fine and didn't have an illness. And the body fought it off because it had the right, it was a healthy body. Nothing happened. I'm trying to think of all the different examples.
Well, I
pulled
up Royal Rice, so I'm glad that you shared him with us because now I see it.
Yes.
So I'm going to read through this probably later after the show just to get myself a little more familiarized with him and his work. But I do see that he studied at Johns Hopkins University and the University of Heidelberg, and had his own laboratory. The University of Heidelberg awarded him an honorary doctorate degree. So this gentleman is of he's got some pretty heavy backing behind him. He was born in 1888. Is this the correct Raymond Rice that I've pulled up? Royal Raymond Rice?
Yes.
1888.
Yes.
That's accurate. Okay. Okay. So yes. I'm going to dig into some of the stuff that he's done. Go ahead.
Someone else, and this has to do with the virus issue. Louis Pasteur was the one who kind of pushed the virus issue, made people believe that there really were viruses outside the body. They're not. They're within our own bodies. And it's our body reacting, you know, when we get ill, when we get a fever. And I'm not saying all sicknesses are that way.
Correct. I understand.
Viruses, yes. Because there are, you know, like there are people that have neurological issues. And actually there's things that can cause those too. However, I'm just on just the virus area, but that was kind of, that was my addition.
Well, I'm glad you gave your addition.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Well,
I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, it was just interesting because I was really hoping when you first got started, I came into the show listening right from the very beginning and I thought, oh, they're talking about politics. I'm not good with politics because I don't believe any of them. But
I don't either. But the funny thing about the whole deal here is that, believe it or not, everything is political, even though, you know, we don't want to talk about left, right and all that. It is, you know, just the word itself, political. You know what I mean? Just the word political, it breaks it down to how everything is political. It's everybody's pushing an agenda or their side. You know, everybody has their own side they want, you know, for everybody to follow. And I'm just amazed that we are at the juncture that we're in. I make a joke all the time, and I say a lot of times, Lisa, I'm like, I don't know, but it feels like this universe got bumped into another one and I got dumped off. Luckily, I was dumped off with some pretty great people, like everybody here in the chat. But I would really like to go back to where I'm supposed to be now. The party's over. But I'm glad you got the call. You going to hang around with us a little bit longer?
Oh, definitely.
You going to hang out with us?
I'm gonna close you back up,
okay. Or you can keep your mic open and hit 2, and it'll mute you from your side. But I'll close you back up. If you want to say something again, hey, just raise the hand by hitting 1 again. Hit 2 on your handset now; it'll mute you. And if you want to come back on, just hit 1. Okay. Thanks for calling in, Lisa.
You,
it's good
Lisa.
To see my sister with
thank
the blue
you.
Fedora. I got the red one; you got the blue one. I'm so glad that she got a chance to call in. And if you're listening and you want to call in as well, come on. You can be a part of the party. Don't be afeared. Ain't nobody going to hurt you. The phone number here is 515-602-9746. Again, 602-9746 for the Lockhart Perspective.
Lockhart Radio.
So now, Bernard, let's go on ahead, and I'm going to open you all's lines back up. Who has something they want to add to this, or is there any direction that you'd like to see this go? I know that our brother Victor is here, and he's working. So, Victor, let's hear from you. What do you want to add to this?
Oh, okay. I wanted to kind of add to what Frank was saying, because I understand that, you know, the young man's passion and how – This is becoming frustrating. It's frustrating for us all.
Mm-hmm.
And but I will still maintain to Frank, as I do Shaq and Bernard, that not every white person is out there working for the demise of black folks.
At all.
And I think a lot of the information that we're learning in terms of this virus and how to deal with it and what should be done and what shouldn't be done comes from a lot of these white doctors.
I agree. And I think that's one of the things that our younger generation needs to learn, not to necessarily, and it's not, I'm not being mean. I'm just saying that, hey, I think you and I are in the same age group. We're just a couple of days apart. I think you and I, as well as our family members that are in our age category, those close to us, I think we sort of learned that as we grow, we learn people based on literally on what their content within them is. And we don't go by what the people want us to believe.
Right. But then by the same token, though, there are still many that are, you know, our age and maybe a little older that are still set in that same mind frame, mindset.
Yep.
You know, and this is where you hear Frank's passion about about being upset with our people and so on and so forth. But
and he should,
you know,
be.
But you know, Dr. Sakima Bey said this a long time ago when he was on with Bernard, and that is what we're dealing with has nothing to do with race. Right now, we talked about this being a spiritual battle, and you were talking about the politics of it and everything being made politics. But this whole dynamics of this virus and vaxxed, unvaxxed, masked, unmasked, all of that stuff is designed to destroy us all, because once they get after us, you know, who are the unvaccinated, then they're going to go after the people that are vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it goes, you know, communism, you know, was pushed upon America by using the issue of race to divide, to further divide the country and further divide people, you know, along those racial lines. So that it can settle in. And it has worked. I mean, they worked this thing. They worked it, you know, not to perfection, because they're struggling with it, you know, to continuously push it. But there are a lot of folks who are resisting it now. And there are folks, as Frank said, I forget how he coined it, but it was beautiful how he put it. You know, there's awakening, but a little slow awakening. I forget exactly how Frank coined it, but yeah, this awakening is happening, but you know, it's a slow one, and maybe more rapidly than it has been before.
I agree.
I'm
going to
mute myself.
I agree.
Felicia.
Okay. No, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with everything that you just said. And to Frank's point, I think the reason why he made a good point. The question that he asked was, you know, why are they trying to do this to the kids? I submit that they were always after the kids. Now they're getting after who they really wanted to get at. And the deal is that originally they had to get the parents and the adults involved, because it's exactly the reverse when you're on the airplane. You know how they say, make sure that you adjust your own mask before putting it on the children. They wanted the adults to be captured so that they could have the attention of the parent to grab the child, to get the child to take the step. There's a lot of people out here who have no idea, excuse me, pardon me, who have no idea what they've injected into themselves, let alone their children. They've really no clue. When I talk to people and they said that they've done the research, I wonder what research and from what vet were they looking. They couldn't have even been looking on the company's website, because the company's website themselves absolutely tell you what's in it. I've got Moderna pulled up in a favorites tab, and I've also got the other cats pulled up in a favorites tab. And as they change things, pardon me, as they change things as time goes on, I'm sure once it's edited on their website, you get it then in real time. So my point is, I don't know what research folks are saying they've done. Yes, go right ahead.
Yeah, and I was going to say, to your point about people saying they did the research, this thing has only been out a year. We have absolutely no clue as to the long-term effects, but we also know but we do have knowledge of the short-term effects, and it has been catastrophic, to say the least. When you mentioned VAERS, and VAERS is underreported.
That's exactly what they were saying, that VAERS was absolutely underreported.
So where is the logic behind, and I'm saying, where is the logic behind people who have said they've done their research? When
I want to know what they did it with.
I
want to know what they did it with.
I got a friend that's in the hospital with blood clots. He just texted me today and said he was in the hospital, he caught this virus, and he has blood clots. And I don't know exactly what sure if he took the shot, but one of the side effects of the shots are these blood clots.
Yeah, my brother, the same thing. One of my brothers, same thing. Same exact thing.
Wow.
No one listened. No one listened. Let me tell you the rundown. Birth father, stepfather, stepmother, two stepbrothers, all aunts and uncles, so that's about another eight people. Everybody on my birth father's side, with the exception of maybe one person, have all taken it. But prior to them doing it, I was the conspiracy theorist. I was the one who was, you know, over-exaggerating things. The government wouldn't do that. Or the same people were in the same age category as to have been able to watch and to see, to Frank's point, exactly what happened with the Tuskegee experiment. These are the same people who were living at that time. At that time, the exact same people. So I just don't understand it. Caller number 270318, did you want to add anything? Caller number 270318, did you want to add anything to this conversation? I guess not. It could be me. Is this Lisa again? I'm sorry. Oops. Oops. Was this Lisa?
I don't know what I'm doing.
It's okay. That's me. Sorry about that, baby. But, yeah, so it does. It does disturb me quite a bit. It disturbs me quite a bit that we're in the direction that we're in right now. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, we don't want to talk about this all the time. Every time we don't want to talk about it. But the deal is that there's nothing else that we can talk about as far as there's something new every day. And that takes me to the next point. I'm trying to delineate between these two calls because there's one that looks like they just raised their hand. I'm not sure. If I come to you and you're not ready, just let me know. 509-780, did you raise your hand just recently? Were you wanting to speak? Okay, I don't think so. That's me. That's all me. If you do not want to speak, just push the 2 on your phone, and that will prevent me from getting mixed up because, yeah, I do get mixed up, as you can see. But I wanted to ask everybody a quick question as it relates to when a baby is supposed to be able to hold up their head. Most, if not all of us, have either children or grandchildren that we've had. I am a mother who has had, you know, I've had 4 natural children, and then I've got one stepson, but he's like my child. I wasn't there, obviously, when he was born, but I do have, you know, 5 kids. So I've got about 13 or 14 grandchildren right now. I've never seen a baby that was first born holding their own head. That generally comes between the 2-3 months mark where they're lifting and holding and having the spine. The majority of the children who've made it through the matrix, as it were, with these shots are now holding up their heads in the hospital. Now, I watched a video the other day, and I marveled at how this could be. But then I panned today, and I saw a totally different group of people with a baby in the hospital that was doing the same thing. This was not CGI. This was not any, you know, manipulation. The parents didn't even really put 2 and 2 together. They were just like, oh, look at them. And I'm like, sweetie, that's not normal. But these children are coming out a little unique. I don't know where this is going to lead. I don't know how it's ever going to change or if it ever will or will it be exposed. I don't know. But I do know that something is not right. There's something afoot. I don't know. But I can tell you one thing. I'm going to do some digging. And I'm going to see exactly why they are doing what they're doing and why these babies are so advanced. Babies should not be disadvanced, ever. So I don't know what it is that we're watching, okay? I don't know. I'm saying keep a pencil there. Hold that thought as we see more revelation become available to us. We're approaching their year of completion with this clinical trial. It should be, they should be putting all of their documents and all of their ducks in a row as it relates to the findings of this particular report, this particular clinical trial in 2023. I believe if I've read that correctly, they will be concluding and putting a button and everything at the end of 2-4 top 2-5, but definitely 2023 is the time frame when all bets are off and they'll be calling in all of their research from around the world. By then, I don't know exactly how much damage will have been done to Americans or to people at large, but I can tell you it'll be catastrophic at best. We're going to take a break right now, a musical break, and we're going to listen to Joel 3 until everybody gets my point with this song. Okay? All right, folks, thank you so much. We're going to take a quick listen, and we'll be right back on the Lockhart Perspective.
Lockhart Radio.
If you're gonna do it, you better do it now. If you gotta fight it, you better find it now. Yeah. If you're gonna talk it, you better talk it now. If you're gonna walk it out, you better walk it now. Yeah.
That was Joel 3 by none other than Ronnie Mann. I'm so glad that he has such good music that people can listen to that makes you think when you're listening. You know what Joel is? It's the Valley of Decision. It's time for us to make up our minds as to what it is that we're going to do. No matter what it is, do what you're going to do, say what you're going to say, and mean it when you say it. It's important. It means something. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but did you know that, it looks like President Trump has finally responded. President Trump, this sent to me from Bernard, says, President Trump on Thursday responded to President Joe Biden's fiery speech on the anniversary of the January 6th attack on the Capitol, saying that the remarks alluding to Trump's role in the riot deepened the political divides in the country. Trump, in a statement released just as Biden wrapped up his speech in the situation, or it looks like it says statuary, one of the halls out there where they were, as he called it political theater. That's what the former president said. He said this political theater is all just a distraction for the fact that Biden has completely and totally failed. This is what Trump said. Trump went on to say that Biden used my name today to try to further the divide in America. While Biden indirectly blamed Trump for the insurrection and referred to the former president multiple times during his speech, he did not call Trump out by name. The statement further reiterated Trump's claim that the 2020 elections were rigged, and it pointed to why the House Select Committee investigating the January 6 attacks was not discussing the rigged presidential election of 2020. Why not? Why? That's his question. And again, he said that it was a big lie, that the election itself and not his claims that the results were rigged against him. Is it? He says that it's because they don't have the answers or justification for what happened. They got away with something, and it's leading to our country's destruction. They all want conversation. They want all the conversation concerning the election to be canceled, he said. I have to agree with him. Even though I fell off his train a long time ago, I have to agree with him. But you know the one thing that I always wondered during this, and this is me talking now, during the whole pointing the finger at him insurrection thing was, if they had allowed the count to continue and everything that was going on, they would have found, I hope, they would have found the truth. Would it make sense for anybody, especially people on the right, because we are thinkers, right? Would it have made any sense for any of us to want to go in there and stop anything? Wouldn't it have made more sense that the people that wanted it stopped would have been those that were on the Biden side? Sure it would. And that's the reason why we don't believe it again. Don't forget that Biden has one of the top propagandists in the world working on his team. That's what they used to call this guy. I forget his name, but he's on my channel. If you go to the Lockhart Perspective, it's one of the older videos that has nothing to do with religion. It's all politics, which is what we originally started that channel with. But, yeah, that's who he is. He's a chief propagandist. And what he did is for years he was the person who brought all the propaganda to the media. And he's been on his team for a minute. Are you guys still with me? And that would be either Bernard. I see you sent this story to me. Sir, do you have anything that you want to add to this if you're still on the line, either you or Brother Victor? Yeah. Go ahead, sir.
I got something to say. But I was trying to say something earlier about this this thing you were talking about with the lady talking about COVID. Because while you were talking about it, I had a friend of mine text me. And he texted me. He said, I just slipped up and didn't bring none with me to Ohio, and that's how I got the COVID. They gave me in the hospital what we doing, right what we said, vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc. He showed me the medicine chart. He said, keep boosting, we're right. He said, the virus needs mucus. I have plenty of mucus because COVID caused me to get double pneumonia and mucus. He said, he was on 10 liters. I'm on 8, about to drop the Zix. Once I'm in zero, I'm just shot. He said, I asked him, did they ask you about the vaccine? He said, yeah. I told him I'm non-vaccinated. He's vaccinated. He can't breathe. There's nothing here. Media lies. There's a lot of vaccinated people in this room with me that's struggling to breathe. So that was
wow.
He's actually in there. But he sends me a lot of information, too. He lives in Georgia. But he had already said he won't take it. But he actually said he got the virus. He's been in the hospital for a couple of days. But he said he looked at his chart. And they gave him vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc. That's what he showed me. He sent me pictures of his chart of what they were giving to treat him.
Wow.
Yeah. And so that's kind of interesting. We were talking about that. But now, he did say they gave him remdesivir, though. But and I asked him, why did they give you remdesivir? He said that's the only thing they use to treat the virus or something. But nevertheless.
And what state is he in? He's physically in Ohio or Georgia?
He lives in Georgia, but he's been since last year. Since he's a nurse, right?
Oh, okay.
He's like a nurse or nurse practitioner. He travels.
Traveling nurse,
He's been doing a lot of traveling. So he's been picking up jobs, and he goes to states where they don't have vaccine mandates.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. But he did text me. Also, I meant to send you another thing that the what was it? Oh, the U.S. Postal Service has asked for 120 day waiver from the vaccine.
Can you believe it? I mean, 120 days. I'm glad they're doing it, But I was just amazed at the amount of days. And again, I'm glad they're doing it. I am. I'm not mad at them at all. But boy, they're not joking. They're trying to push this off as far as they can. And I think it's because a lot of people who are in the know do know. I think a lot of people who are in the know do know. Yes, sir. I just got your story right here as it relates to what he's talking. Go ahead.
I'm going
to
bring this to you because actually that's where I work at, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I got this from a coworker. I said, look, I don't do a lot of talking. I just go ahead and pay my business, and Dad gonna come home, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I talked to a coworker of mine. He said, I said, how many people in there, you think vaccinated? And I said, he said, oh man, it's about 10 to 15 people that's not. He said, daggone, he said, I go around and ask questions. I said, really? Yeah. But he said, he act like he trying to get it. He asked him all the questions. And he was like, what's up with that thing? He said, some people done took it and some people haven't. But he said, so about 10 to 15 people haven't. Said, I ain't messing with that. So, and in fact, in the post office statement, they said that they got to file a COVID new rules and testing. It could cause damage to their operations. Now, I'm going to get off that. You can actually read that story in a second. But I want to say one thing about the Trump statement. Yes, he's right about what he said. Here's the big problem. When you got idiots like Kamala Harris comparing this to 9/11 in Pearl Harbor and saying this is the greatest atrocity, I'm like, wait a minute. I know 3,000 people died in 9/11 and 2,000 some people died in Pearl Harbor, right? We had one person supposedly die, that woman Ashley Babbitt, and we're sitting, she's sitting there comparing this to 9/11 in Pearl Harbor. This is a woman that is psycho and cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I am not lying. This woman is a sick one. But they like to exaggerate.
You say she the cuckoo
like
and the puffs?
I mean, they making it. They are making this thing worse than what it ain't. We making it look like they command like this is the biggest thing. This is the greatest assault on our democracy.
Well, they spent a lot of money to get this ball rolling. Let's not forget that they spent a lot of money to get this ball rolling. Yes, they did. They did. You know, I think we're going to end a little early today because I believe we've covered everything. We're going to get right into the last story that you sent us, and we can open this up for discussion. But I do find it very curious that the United States Postal Service is seeking a 120-day waiver from the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandates. This, according to the Washington Post. The story itself comes from The Hill, and it says in a letter sent Tuesday to the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, Deputy Postmaster General Douglas Tolino wrote that a vaccine mandate and weekly COVID testing for employees would hurt the agency's ability to deliver the mail to residents and strain the supply chain. The Postal Service also asked OSHA to extend its compliance deadlines for 120 days. And suspend the agency's obligations under the required mandate until the courts make a final decision on the matter, according to the Post. Now, I want to applaud them. I mean, good job. I'm glad that they had the audacity, or shall I say, tenacity, to do that. I think it was wisdom. The U.S. is currently dealing with a winter surge of COVID-19 infections as the Omicron variant takes hold. And then in a statement, a Postal Service spokesperson, Darlene Casey, said the agency will continue to enforce its existing coronavirus mitigation program. The Post noted, quote, the Postal Service is seeking temporary relief, because it wants to ensure that its ability to deliver the mail and packages is not hindered amid the current disruptions in the nation's supply chain. This is what Casey told the Post, and she continues, in addition, the Postal Service wants to adopt policies and procedures that comply with OSHA while also fulfilling the organization's other legal obligations. Well, that comes from Darlene Casey. Good show. I just hope that they're going to do it. I really do. I mentioned this last week that what they do is they build everybody up, make everybody feel really good that there's going to be a chance. Something's going to court. Somebody's going to have to make a decision. It'll be the Supreme Court or it'll be this local jurisdiction. What's going to happen? Oh, we can just feel it. Something great's going to happen. And then all of a sudden, you get dropped off the nearest off-ramp and you don't get any remedy. There's no remedy. It's almost as if everything that we understand has been forgotten. Every belief system that we should have that shows that there are measures and weights and that there's the scales of justice, all of that stuff's out the window. We now really do see that it is not any, there's not any justice. It's just us. That's it. Nobody else. Nowhere else. We're it. I appreciate each and every one of you for being with us today. We've only got about 29 minutes left in the show, and I am going to open it up to listen to what everybody has to say. As I open your lines, you do not have to speak. Even if you have, you hear me say, you're going to hear the computer say unmuted, you don't have to speak. But I'm going to open all the lines just in case somebody wants to. And that way they don't have to say their name. They can just say, excuse me. Excuse me, mister. Excuse me, ma'am. And we'll hear you. All the lines are now open. For the next few minutes, we're just going to take random conversations, or you can say anything that you choose to say as it relates to a news topic, not necessarily one of the ones that we brought to the forefront today. Maybe you have another tidbit that you'd like to share with us. Who'd like to be first? And when you say anything, just give me your area code, because there are no area codes in here now that are identical. So if you'd like to say anything, just give me your area code and go ahead and have at it. Or not. Who is that?
Hello, I'm 270.
Hey, 270. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm super duper.
How are you,
Thank
Ms.
you so
Felicia?
Much for calling. I'm wonderful. Wonderful. I'm so glad you got a chance to join us today. What would you like to add to the party?
Well, I just wanted to wish everybody a happy Insurrection Day. I'm making a pineapple upside down flag cake, and I've got a festive garland of Fair Mace cans with zip ties. That's what I'm doing to celebrate.
I know who this is.
But honestly, that's what we'll be doing. I mean, that's what – are we going to get a day off work?
That's what I said earlier. I'll take a day to go get the feet did, to go get the feet did and the fingernails done. I'll take a manicure
Pretty
and a pedicure.
Hallmark will have cards. You'll be able to go to the Hallmark store and get your card.
That's exactly
it
right.
It really is. It's a clown show. It's all day. It's going to be all day long.
It is. What were you saying? 804 is saying something. What's that?
It is a clown show. That's why I laugh at it.
Yes, it is. It's most assuredly a clown show. That's
this
right. That's right.
It's the greatest assault on our democracy. And those people out there are pushing the insurrection. Was so great, and everybody died. And then you find out everybody had one person, they say died, and blah, blah, blah. They just driving up a narrative. Like, stop it. Come on, people. Stop the BS. And then there's a distraction, too, because tomorrow OSHA goes before the Supreme, they will hear a vaccine mandate in the Supreme Court tomorrow. It's a bunch of crap. Is that just
well, go
on
ahead and take
on this line?
I'm going to be off the line. Take the calls for, I mean, take over for just a second, either Victor or Bernard. I'm going to help somebody here at the house. But you guys go right ahead and continue to talk. Just wanted to let you know where I was. Go ahead.
Yeah, so like I said, I don't really call his name, but it is a legitimate clown show. And I just wish somebody with this dad go just stick a fork in this thing and stop talking about January 6th. I actually tell you the truth. Smart thinking people don't even think about January 6th. It's not even worth talking about.
But you know what's interesting, Bernard? maybe there isn't a lot of people paying much attention to this.
There's a possibility of that because, you know, all the evidence is coming out.
I'm over 1 minute to watch that bullshit.
Well, I mean, every day more and more evidence is coming out how this was staged. And, you know, how the culprits who stage this continuously get away with it is just beyond me. But I think at some point in time, they're probably going to face judgment for it one way or the other.
Definitely.
If not
definitely.
In this life, in life to come.
There you go. I agree. Preach, preacher.
They're going to face it.
But yeah, it's the biggest clown show in history. And then for Kamala Harris to come out and say, this reminds me of 9/11 in Pearl Harbor. Can you please stop? Because you sound really foolish trying to. It's kind of like you're trying to make a fly on the wall stick to the fly swatter or some fly trap, but the fly keeps getting away. It just don't work.
But Bernard, that's desperation, though. I think a lot of what they've been doing over the last 5 or 6 years, maybe a little longer, it's not working. And
at
I think,
all.
You know, while there is a segment of a population that is terrified to death about this virus, there are many people who are just like, can we just get on with our lives? And, you know, and people are waking up to the political shenanigans that are taking place. You know, those who say they want to stand up and do something about this, I'm going to support you until you show me something differently. And amazing to me is that there is none of our, at least I haven't heard it, and Felicia, maybe you can tell us because I don't get a chance to do as much research as you do, but is there any of our so-called black representatives expressed any concern about these shots and the forcing and the mandating of them? Because I haven't heard it.
No, I don't think anybody has said anything. As a matter of fact, I believe that a lot of people are just playing the narrative and running with it the way that it is, and therein lies the problem. And no one is going to stand up for anything because they don't want to believe that their bread and butter can be affected. They don't want their bread and butter to be affected, and so because of that, they just run the narrative the way that it comes out. They run with it however it comes with it. Whatever they say to do, they do it. Does that make sense?
Well, and you know, we know the pharmaceutical industry has deep pockets.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these folks are probably getting kickbacks. I imagine some of these folks are probably being threatened, or some of these folks are just afraid of the backlash. You know, I think about Joe Manchin, you know, and how incredibly courageous he is to go against his own party. And you know, the Democrats, they'll eat their own. I mean, they will shred you to no end, you know, if you go against their narrative. And he and, you know, and I know there has to be. I believe truly there are some others there that are looking at this and they're just shaking their head and say, well, I can't believe I'm in the midst of all of this. They want to do something, but they're too afraid. And I think that's probably part of the problem with everything. There's just too much fear. People are too gripped with fear right now. You know what I mean? It just takes a lot of courage to be able to be an elected official and stand up and say, you know what, I can't go along with this. This we've had enough. And we're just not hearing it, especially from those who look like us.
I think, am I stalling?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah,
go right ahead.
Yeah,
oh, okay. I didn't know.
Can I say something real quick? This young lady, you sound like Whitley from A Different World. Is this Jasmine Guy? Are you good friends with Jasmine Guy, Felicia?
I'm friends with a lot of entertainers, but not Jasmine Guy. I've only met her once or twice.
Oh.
This isn't Jasmine.
Okay.
No, I'm not Jasmine Guy.
I think the people
that seem to be buying into this the most seem to me to be like the people who the system has always worked for. And it's like they just, they listen to, you know, what they're supposed to do, and it's always worked for them, and they can't understand that their televisions would lie to them. And it seems like I've noticed that people who've always kind of questioned things were the first, and now people who've always just done what they're told are doing what they're told, and even if they're seeing things that they think, you know, this is not right, I think some of them are afraid to admit that they've been fooled. And so they just, they mentally can't process what's happening. And so it's easier for them to just go along with it and believe the virus narrative rather than, you know, face the ugly that's right in front of them. I don't know. I really do think it's some sort of mass psychosis. It's just, I can't understand how things can be happening. Like that CEO who was talking about he's had to pay out 40% increase in claims, and he's saying, well, it doesn't say COVID, but it's like he was saying, but it's got to be COVID, right? Because that's the only thing that kills anybody anymore. It must be COVID. And I'm paying out all these disability claims. Well, that's probably long COVID, right? Because, and then he even said that it didn't start until after people, you know, the third quarter when people really started getting, you know, when the mandates came out is when it really started. And he it's like he really, I don't know, maybe he was lying through his teeth, but he almost looked like he just really couldn't believe it. Like, it had to be COVID. It couldn't be this cure that they've given us for COVID. It must be the virus. Does that make any sense?
You know, folks, I appreciate everybody for giving their input today, and I just want to tell you guys thank you, thank you, thank you for being here on the Lockhart Perspectives. You guys can get with us every day, every afternoon at 2 o'clock. I'm going to go ahead and end this episode, but when you decide to come back in, please pass the number along to your friends, 515-602-9746. I appreciate each and every one of you guys. And remember what we always say whenever you come to any of the Lockhart programs, and that is that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Most High. You guys take care of yourselves and take care of one another. Until we see each other or speak again, please continue to be blessed.
Lockhart Radio.